Okay. Hamotzi kubas rochlin. Some of you takes out a basket which contains the wares of a peddler. Avo pishesh bo mini marbe, even though it's got many types in it. Eno chai velo chatas achas. You only have one chatas. Why only one chatas? Because all considered to be one unit, not independent units. And we're going to talk about that in the Gemara in greater detail. Zironigino. If you take out seeds for planting. Pachas mikrogeres, and even if they're less than a krogeres. A krogeres is the size of a date, is the size of a fig, is the size of foodstuffs. Here you're not taking out them as foodstuffs, you're taking out as plants for seeds for planting. So the sheet is much smaller. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseiro Omer Chamesh, regular seeds, the sheet is 5. Zeret kishun, if it's pumpkin seeds, shnaim, 2. Zeret luin, another type of pumpkin or gourd, shnaim, the shear is 2. Zeret pula mitzri, if it's a seed for Egyptian legumes, shnaim, then the shear is 2 as well. Chag of chai, if you're taking out a live locust or a live grasshopper. Koshu, then the shear is a koshu because you can play with it. It's a toy. In the old days, they didn't have Legos. They used grasshoppers. They used what they could get their hands on, okay? Mace, if it's dead, so it's no longer considered to be a toy, it's not as exciting anymore. Kid Grogeris, then the shear reverts to being a Grogeris. Tzipayres Kiramim, if you have a live bird which flits around in the vineyards, actually, if you have a bird which flits around the vineyards, Ben Chaya, Ben Mesa, whether it's alive and whether it's dead, Koshu, this year it's a Koshu, Mib Nation, Matzdino, Salafua, because you preserve it, you put it into safekeeping in order to use as a medicine. We will see what the medicine was. It was an early forerunner of a modern drug. So to somebody who takes out a live grasshopper, even if it's Tomei, even if it's not a Torah one, Koshu, the Shir is a Koshu, Minesh Matsino, so because people keep it around, Lakotan Lasachikbo for a child to play with, even though it's Treif, as a toy, it's still okay. Vikashi, I have a difficulty like this. Ilu Haitzi Vahaitzi Beli Mechot. Isn't it obvious that in a race you only have one carbon for being motzi many different wares in the same bundle? If you took out even two things in succession in one period of forgetfulness, chumuchayev elachzi chayev anything more than one, so to here is only chayev one prohibition. Lamin nitzrucha, so says more no. The chiddush according to Rabbi whom is the chiddush? Rabbi Eliezer. According to Rabbi Eliezer. Why is the chiddush according to Rabbi Eliezer? Because Rabbi Eliezer holds, although the Gemara doesn't bring it down, that tamchuin mechalkin. We know this already from the Bavli. We know that he holds that if you eat a gezayis of chalev in a cheeseburger and a gezayis of chalev in a steak sandwich, that you get two malchus, even though it's the same chalev, right? Same prohibition of chalev, but since it's in two different dishes, you get two prohibitions. So I might say here too, since it's in various different wares in the peddler's bundle, it's considered to be multiple prohibitions. That's why I have to say kamash malan that it's not. It's all considered to be one large prohibition. Okay, according to Rabbi Lezer, shelo tomar. Don't say harbe minim that the various that the so the multiple amount of stuff. Yeasu belemos harbe. It should be like. Should be kehalemos. Should be like multiple periods of forgetfulness. Yechayev al kolachas v'achas. Should be chayev in each one. Vum kein. So chmeima. That's what I have to say. In a chayev elachas, you only get one prohibition. Okay. Zera zirone gina. Pachas mikogeres. The seeds of the field, even less than kogeres. Avidam b'seir ben Rabbi Yochanan ben Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseir Omer Chamisha 5 Matam the Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseir. Why? What's the logic of Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseir that you get 5 Shekain Darkon Lizar Baruga? Because we learned you weren't here for that, were you? But 2 days ago we were here, right? Move us over here.
I was here 2 days ago.
2 days ago. Okay, so we learned that Aruga. Remember in the vegetable patch.
I don't know. There are priorities never.
Okay, I'm not even going to ask. I don't want to know. Don't want to know. I want to be Daniel Lukovskos. In the vegetable patch, you get the cab plant 5 different types of seeds. Remember, we said 4 on the 4 corners, right, and 1 in the middle? So that vegetable patch, the vegetable patch is the benchmark for how many types of how many seeds you're chayev on for the Yom Shabbos, and that's how you got five seeds as being the minimum shear of seeds you take on Shabbos. Okay, Shkein Dak and Lizar Baruga. That was 2 days. Okay, Sara Kishuin. Base, the shear of pumpkins is two, Zerat Lin base, the shear of gourds is two, Zerat Bul Mitzvah base, the shear of Egyptian legumes is base, two. Tani, we learn, Chiti Madayor Shtaim, also the shear of median wheat is two. Now, why is that? That's not a seed, that's a grain. And nobody plants two grains, right? It's a joke, right? A vegetable plant, one plants a single seed, and you get a whole plant, right? But a grain, who plants a single grain? Nobody plants a single grain or two grains. It's very, very, it's far too little to be economically feasible, right? Mm-hmm. Says more nonetheless, this is an emotional kind of thing. Rabbi Shmuel Shem Razir said, Chita Maideshin Chavivos, because people who like them, also some Gazir Shai Zeron Egino Shem Nechonim, they gave the same status as other seeds which are not eaten, which means that they're ready on 2 year chayv. Okay? Chagav Chai, a live grasshopper, Kol Shu, the shears, no matter how small, Mace, if it's dead, Kilgaris, the shears are Gogaris. Hodat Om Rabbitar. That's only by a Torah one that the shears are Grogeres because human beings eat it. Abu Betome, if it's a treif grasshopper, then by a dead one, the shears can blow piakelev, the amount a dog will eat. Okay, because obviously you're not going to feed yourself, you're feeding it to the dogs. Sipurasa Chakramim. Ben Chayim and Mesa, this little bird which flits around in the vineyard, whether it's alive or dead, Koshu, the series of Koshu, Shamatzino, so the food, because people put away in order to create, make medicines, remedies. Om Rabbi Acha said, one interpretation, Shekin Isha Stifa, a woman who has the disease of Stifa, which is some skin malady, so she put Moshechas, with a ches, not a chof, she spreads it upon herself, Imis Rapa, it's like an acne medicine. Okay, what's an acne medicine? Clearasil. Okay. I mean, they said, different interpretation in Bavel. They said, "Mind the boy Nivash Min HaDerech Eretz, he wants to have a vasectomy, right? That's only a medical one. Achil Palka, he eats. He wants Eretz Min HaDerech Eretz. Achil Palka, he eats half of this bird from the vineyards. The Shavik Palka, you should leave the other half, because if he ever wants to reverse the process, he's got to eat the other half." And it says, Shel Smol, the Melech Shloima says, Gir should be Oser. The left one ties him up. In other words, it eliminates his capacity to procreate. The Shel Yamin, the right half of the bird, Matir, releases the ability to procreate. Avar Koshu, Choser Koshu. If you lose part of the bird, or you're missing part of the bird, and you already took the half, which cuts your capacity, then you lose even the minute amount of the other half. Ain lo takano lomis. Oh well, too bad. Right. So Kate said, "Well, so what does he do?" I'm Rabbi Yisrael Rabu. In other words, how do you take this medicine? How you take this medicine? Am Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Boon, Yoiv la goats lochis vash, you put it into a container of honey and you eat it that way, that's how it has an effect. Rabbi Nomer Ava Moti Chagav Chai, Tome, even a person takes out a live grasshopper, which is treif, koshu, the shear is a minute amount. Ask the Gemara, Hator, Ben Chai, Ben Meis, Kigrogeres. It sounds like it's a Chagav Chai Tome. A live grasshopper, which the shear is a koshu. But what if it's a live kosher grasshopper? So it sounds like no matter what, whether it's the size, whether it's alive or dead, the shear is always a grogeris and not a koshu. Hey, but what happened to the game? Don't you play the game with it when it's alive? And to play with it, it's alive, so the shear should be a koshu. So Rabbeinu Kedaita, Rabbeinu follows the line of reasoning. Rabbeinu says, "Oichlim Torim Emesachim Boyen." You may not play with your food. Okay, so therefore, if it's alive, since it's suitable to eat, you can't play with it. Ask Oravoksi, Vanosena. You can say, it doesn't say Atischak Bo Kitzipor. says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu plays with the Leviathan, the Leviathan, like a bird. So what do you see from that metaphor? You see, he can play with birds. Yeah, he can play with your food, right? Play with your food. So you have a good point. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't eat it. I didn't even think of that. But what it means is he can play with your food. Says Gemara, no. Low time min klali sirhu. It doesn't mean that it's actually, well, it's just a metaphor. He plays with it like a bird, but not that it actually is mutter. Says one of our ksiv katzipor. He says the plays with it like a bird. Like a bird. True, it's a metaphor. But you didn't have to pick katzipor. You could have said kamo lego, right? Kamo tinker toy. Why does it say katzipor? It must be that it's dafka. By the way, the interpretation I just gave you, none of them unfortunately give, but I think it's better than any other one here, so therefore I'm sticking with it. So it says Masya says, no, there's a very basic dichotomy, a very nice one. You have to give him an A for this one. Became chimuchuser shchita ketmeahi. An animal which is lacking shchita is like its tame, and therefore you have to play with it. You can play with the horse, you can play with the cow, you can play with the sheep, you can play with any animal which must be shechted, even a bird. Because when it's alive, it's not yet considered to be a foodstuff. Why? Because it's tame, right? Because it's not yet shechted. A grasshopper is uniquely not like that, because what does a grasshopper not require? Shechita. Also, fish would be the same thing, right? So therefore, when it's alive, says Rabbi Yehuda, it's as if it's already dead and it's already a foodstuff, since it's not like in shechita, and therefore not even allowed to play with it. And of course, it wouldn't then be allowed to play with live kosher fish. Okay?
Getting back to a bird causing a medical vasectomy, man's not allowed to eat that bird.
No, man is not allowed to do anything which is going to cause him to be sterile surgically. But man, it's not clear that it's awesome. We never have a clear cut history in that. Okay, says the Mishnah further. Hachal Perakai Akiva, now Perakai Matzia. Hamatzia Lazera. Somebody puts aside something, a small amount of seeds, let's say, to plant. Ladugma, it's used as a sample, as a showroom sample to sell his wares. Or for medicine, Votzio, and then he takes that small amount, the infinitesimally small amount, which he sets aside for one of these reasons, Votzio b'Shabbos, and carries it on Shabbos, Chayav Olav, he's Chayav on it, B'Cholshu, no matter how little it was, because he already saved it up for a purpose and gave it a significance. Therefore, he's Chayav for taking it on Shabbos. B'Cholshu, however, that's only for himself. Because he gave it special significance. And anybody else who has not given it special significance, Chodam in Chayov in love El Gashur, the only Chayav they take out the proper Shear, which is normally a Grogeris. Chazavichni, so also the person himself who safeguarded it, if after he took it out and did whatever he was wanted to do with it, he takes it back in to the city or to his house, he's only Chayav if he has the proper Shear, because at that point already the significance has rubbed off. He used it for whatever he was hoarding it for, and now it's just plain stuff, and therefore the shear reverts to the normal size shear, which generally by this stuff would be the shear of a grogeris. Okay? Says the Gemara. Rabbi Yemi Amar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina. Boy. Actually, that's not the way to read it. Rabbi Yemi Amar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina. Boy must nisen the Rabbi Yehuda. No, it's not the reading either. I'm not sure it punctuated. Rabbi Yirmiyahu Amar, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yosi Rechina, boy must nisen the Rabbi Yehuda. He stated. Boy here must mean stated. He said our mission must go like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Umar b'mlusu chayev. Rabbi Yehuda says if a craftsman takes something out the way his craft is executed, he's chayev. Now Lieberman brings out a beautiful shot here. He says that Professor Lieberman brings out a beautiful shot. He says that there's machlokas Rabbi Yehuda Omer in the first perek. whether a craftsman who takes something out, which he only because he's a craftsman, is chayav. Okay, so for a craftsman, let's say I'm a pen merchant, so I sell the pen caps. For none of you is a pen cap chasher. For me, a pen cap is chasher, right? So I take it out. Am I chayav from me taking out? Rameir says no. Rabbi Yehuda says yes. So the Gemara says our mission must be going like Rabbi Yehuda. Now says Lieberman. He said, in what aspect must be going like Rabbi Yehuda? Not for dugma, not for a fool. Because everybody, no matter whether they're pen can salesmen or not, occasion will have occasion to save something for the purpose of medicinal purposes or for the purpose of planting. If it's a seed. In case in which there's a parting of ways which makes us say that Armish is like Rabbi May or like Rabbi Yehuda, now the Rabbi is the case of Ludugma. Who's going to take an object out for to show it as a sample? Right? A craftsman, right? So we see Armish saying a craftsman is chayev for displaying the wares of his craft, even if they're not the regular shear. What do we see here? We see here that our Mishnah holds that that you're chayev on stuff, even if it's not its regular shear, even if you're only a craftsman. Even if only a craftsman would be machshiv that, I should say. Even if only a craftsman would lend the object significance. This is a major ramification, because we say here that according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's true. Rabbi Yehuda says, you're chayev on taking out anything which has to do with your craft, no matter how small. According to Meir, it's not true, because Meir says, because you're a meshuga, that's not machayev yuskila or chachatas. You're an aberration. We don't go by aberrations, we go by normal people. So our mission, which says that ludugma, you're chayev, it's going to be going on aberration, because only an aberration, I don't mean aberration, not normal, but somebody who's not, you know, not normal. Not normal, not part of the normal bell curve, I mean. Because right, he's a peddler, and that's why he's taking on his wares. So, like Rameh, we'd say, a butler died to a kolada. We don't care what he wants. We look at the general humanity. But in Rabbi Yehuda, we look specifically at the craftsman. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Our Mishnah must be going like Rabbi Yehuda. Okay? It's only far too long to say that. But that's what the he says here.
We're saying that a kosher even means less than the size of the actual item itself.
Right.
The item could be larger than a kosher, and we're saying according to Yehuda, you're still higher, even if you're taking out a fraction of that
right.
actual item.
Right. If it's craftsman's purpose, right. He's called, you don't say that craftsman, butler, daito, it's a kolada. Okay? A craft is chayav when he takes out the tools of his trade or some manifestation thereof. Us Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi b'shem Rabbi Yosef Chinina, and also said Rabbi Yehuda Yarmish is going like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosef Chinina lo asil elu ledugma. This is only talking about, however, ledugma. We took something out for the purpose of display. Shekfan is bias halokeach this is going to the next part of the Mishnah. Mishnah says yichniso chazav yichniso ena chayav el kishuro. If you brought it back home, so when you bring it back home, then you only chayav in it like a normal shear. He's saying this is going to the craftsman too, because the craftsman, he said, is chayav even on less than a shear. What happens after the craftsman has made a sale? So then does he need the dugma anymore? Not necessarily. He may, but probably not. So since he doesn't need the dugma anymore, at that point he reverts to the status of a regular person. What becomes a shear? Now it's no longer a kosher, but rather what now is a shear? The shear of a grogeres. So again, once he's made the sale to take his wares home, the shear reverts to a grogeres. When he's going to make the sale, he's desperate for any sample. When he takes it home, he's really not desperate for a sample, and therefore the shears are grogeres.
No, but he could always use the sample for the next sale, even if it's following
him. Right. The truth is that so Lieberman brings down that that's in between this and a tax, a certificate presented to the tax collector. Because there, the next one, you're going to save the tax certificate for the next collector. Even if it doesn't do any good for that collector, but to show him that you're a trustworthy person. But here, you can always take another sample. You're selling paint, so you don't need this sample. Take another sample when you get home, right? So therefore, taking on the sample is not going to be chayiv. It's only taking the sample there. That's what he's. That's how Lieberman addresses it. Okay, says the Gemara, Rav Shimon Elazar if Reuven saved it and then Shimon took it out, Shimon's potter, because you can't be mechayev Shimon on Reuven's hoarding it. Or Shimon Elazar mechayev mechayev. Or Shimon Elazar says tough. Manakamid, what are you talking about? Imashotziu midas hasheni. If it's over when the second person was aware and they took it out in his cognizance, so then Divriya call potter. Everybody agrees that's potter because he didn't know that there was something significant in there. 1 second. Yeah. So if the second guy decided on his own, not knowing what was in there, well, I shouldn't say he didn't know what was in there. He didn't give the object significance, right? We're talking about you took a kosher out. So the second guy didn't give it significance. So therefore, everybody holds your exam. If, however, the guy who took it out because the first guy commanded him and told him how valuable or significant it is, so then and everybody agrees he's chayev. Why is he chayev in that case? Why is he chayev? Because relying on the first guy. And the first guy is the guy who saved stuff and found it significant. So if he's relying on that first guy, he doesn't have his own independent opinion here, so for obviously it's going to be chayev. Is that not clear?
No, I don't. The second guy is relying on the first guy. The second guy's not dependent.
He doesn't have an independent opinion. I made a mistake. If there's Reuven and Shimon. Reuven was machshiv something less than a shear. Shimon was not. So if Shimon's doing al das atzmo, which is called a midas hasheni, so he's potter, because he didn't give us any chajivas. But if he says, I'm taking out al das rishon, based on whatever then was given to him by the first guy, then of course he's chayiv, and that's what it's called, the very called chayiv. So that shouldn't be a machlokas. Elakanu kayim bistam. Rishai is when the second guy got it out, took it out without any specific intent. Rabbanon say, Amri Chazok Midas Rasheni Otsio Mistomi took it out on its own intent, and therefore he's potter, because he didn't have a mind to be Machshavit. Rabbanon Melozim Rechazok Midas Rishon Otsio, he stayed out on the intent of the first guy, and the first guy intended that it be significant, and therefore the second guy is Chayim as a result. Okay?
How do we know that?
It's Machlokas and Das Bnei Odom, how people think. Yeah, it's no clear cut way of knowing that. Okay? Let's do Halacha base. I'm hot. Is anybody else hot?
It's very stuffy.
I'm going to turn on the... Amoti Ochlin. Halacha base. Amoti Ochlin Minosan Ala Skupa. You took out food and you put it on the threshold. Bein Shechozer V'otziyam, Bein Shechozer Macher, whether you took him out again or somebody else took him out, Potter, your exempt. Minei Shlosa Melachto V'asachas, because the Melach was not done in one shot, and this is talking about where that Skupa was a Karmelis or Malkum Tur. So he didn't go straightly from Shusiyot to Shusram. He stopped at the Karmelis or Malkum Tur, and therefore you continue to be exempt, right? Kupa Shimilea Peros. You have a container which is full of fruits, and the Sunah Skupa is placed on the threshold, Achitzoina, towards the outside. Ava Bisha Rova Peros Bachut, even though most of the fruit is outside, Potter, you're exempt on Shilti Kol Kupa until you take out the entire basket. Says Mara, very famous quote, also in the Bavli, we're talking about where the basket is, the basket of pumpkins and gourds. So therefore, as long as some part of the basket is on the threshold, none of the pumpkins and gourds are stretching out exclusively in Rishus HaRabim. That's how you brought it, because they're all ogud bifnim. They're all connected to the inside still. Okay? Shemiktas ochel bivnim, miktas ochel bachutz. Part of it is inside, part of it is outside. Avol kupushim leir peres. But let's say the basket is full of regular fruit, apples. So then, came chotzi menor kagogeres. Once you take out the shaver grogeres, chayev, right? Because the grogeris of regular fruit is already completely outside of the rishus of the karmelis of the rishus yachid, so therefore you're chayev.
Even though part of the basket is still inside or on the
precisely because part of the basket is inside. If all the basket is outside. Right, granted, but if all the baskets are outside, then all the contents would be outside.
Right,
so therefore, of course, in that case, you'd be chayav. We're talking about where part of the basket is inside, and therefore, part of the content is inside, but not just part of the content, but each and a part of each and every fruit is still inside. But if each fruit is separate, or if it's like mustard seed, so then I don't say that, okay? Is that clear? Okay, so it says, Amri Milsidur Amri, they said, Milsid Rabbi Yochan Pliga, the words of Rabbi Yochan argue this. Rabbi Yochanan Sarut, which is a vessel, a large mixing bowl, same idea we're talking about. She miktsaso bifni miktsaso mikad. Part of, miktsaso bachutz. Part of it is inside, part of it is outside. Not the mikad v'nasem miklakan. If you took part of it and moved it to the other side, right? You're potter. Why are you potter? You should be chayev. So Rabbi Yochanan obviously holds what? Eged kli shmei eged. As long as I move it in the vessel, even though right now it's physically in a spot which is completely outside the house, since the whole vessel unites everything which is in it, so therefore as long as it's in the vessel, part of the vessel is in the house, I'm potter, I haven't done any otsa. Okay? Says the Gemara. Whatever's going to be more advantageous to you.
Whichever way you want.
Yeah, sure. Sure.
Yeah, Scuba was a carnivore.
Right.
So,
or Malcolm Tour, it doesn't matter.
So you're parter from moving something from
the
karmas to a
shusarab. Right.
So even if you don't know that it,
but that's why it stopped there. Yeah. Let's say you had a kli which is molly apples. And he moves it from inside the house. He only stopped in a way that one apple is for sure outside Rishus Arabin. Other apples might still be in the Rishus of the Karmis, but there are apples outside Rishus Arabin. So they went in one fell swoop from Rishus of the Rishus Arabin. I should be chayiv on them. The only reason I wouldn't be chayiv on them is what? Right. If I unite everything in the vessel. Okay? So it says Gemara further. And if you uproot it, you have to uproot the entire basket at once in order to be chayev. Now, very a lot of machloksim here.
What is going back on? So, the Ritbaz,
and what does it mean to connote? So the Ritbaz says that it's going back on. Yeah, you're saying it's going on the kli itself. He's coming to answer a question. Why is the kli itself not a karmus? Wherever it goes. Yeah. It's obviously a very large kli. It has to be more than 3 tefachim high. And more than 4x4 tefachim wide. But in that case, he's asking, why is it ever a... what? No, why isn't it always a karmus? How can every chai be the rice on that's taking this kli out? The kli itself meets the parameters, the dimensions of karmus. So I chai have taken the kli out. It's like creating karmelis wherever you go, and that's not a chi of daraisa. Might be this the rabbana, but not a daraisa, right? So that's again. Where am I? So then that the Gemara asks. The Gemara really, it's a chaser. The Gemara meant to ask that. The Gemara gives an answer. Amrei mona kum Rabbi Yosi tipater beparutz. We're talking about where the vessel only has 3 sides to it. On the fourth side, it's open. That's why it doesn't become a mavli. Doesn't become a karmelus. Right? If we're closed on fourth side, it's going to be a karmelus. But if it's open on one side, it doesn't become a karmelus. That's his clear. No. Right. No, I take that back. According to Rambam, it does become a karmelus with three sides. Rambam, the Rishon Lezion, the right says to have four sides. So either Mara here, it's correct. Rambam, or it's a typo. What? Well, it has walls. Sure. Yeah. The desert is a karmelus. Well, first of all, the Ram holds Ram holds desert, just a rabbit. Yeah. That's a good point. I don't know what all the other Mefarshim do. But you're right. Okay, the bottom line is, so he says that if it's open on one side, it no longer is a karmelus. What is it? No, I'm probably getting this wrong. No, I don't think I'm getting it wrong. I'm sorry.
He made one push kid. And he
made it tonight. Yeah, I'm getting it
wrong.
No, I'm not getting it wrong. I'm getting it right. I'm just a little bit confused. He's saying there's three sides. It's not considered to be. It's considered to be a karmelus, but not a reshus unto itself. No, I'm still wrong. It's not a karmelus. It's a kli. Even as the regular dimensions of a karmelus, if it's open on one side, it's not a karmelus. Why is that? What? That's fine. The bottom line, it's not a kli, right? So everything which is within it is not a karmelus, but what is it in? Each apple in it is an independent operator. That's really what we're saying. Okay, even each pumpkin is an independent operator. The kli is not mitzari for everything. If the kli was a karmelus at four sides, so it would be mitzari for everything, and you never could be mechayev on being motzi anything here, right? Because you're always carrying in a karmelus, right? But if the kli, even the kli is larger, but it doesn't have three, four sides, it's no longer considered to be a karmelus. Okay? Meaning it's not a separate shus unto itself, and everything there is judged as being an object in which you're chayev for otsa. Yeah.
I can't conceive of your being able to pick up a karmelus and carry it.
Push it.
I mean, in general, I don't think karmelus is a...
I don't know what you say. It's a crate.
It's a what?
A crate. It's an open crate. That's where it's a karmelus.
No, the concept of a karmelus.
Yeah,
that's something that's portable. Have we had that before?
No. Oh yes, we do. That's not true. The Miyam Shabbos is Sugi of Kaveris, an overturned beehive, which does become a rishus into itself as it's floating through the air.
Rishus into, but it was a karmelus.
I think it was a rishus ayachid there.
Okay,
I don't remember.
Yes.
Why is there any difference?
I don't know. Just, I think of karmelus as a desert or as an ocean, something without borders.
Yeah, I don't think here we're doing any quantitative difference. Okay, so it says the Gemara. Talk about open water flow. You can't talk about open water flow because it's talking about a container, a basket. And when you can speak about a basket which contains water, you're going to call it an open reservoir. What kind of stuff is that? No. Make a mistake. I don't know where I got water from. Just a second. I lost my train of thought here. Again, I'm on a currency. The platter parts, it's open. It says a container. Container is open and container is closed. Forget about the water thing. What's the conclusion? The only thing which can become a karmelus in Rishus HaRabim is a person. So therefore, even if the kupa is closed, It's not a karmelis, it's a kupa. And therefore you're chayav for taking the kupa through Rosh Hashanah. In other words, he wanted to say you need an open box in order to get out of the problem of karmelis. Then the Gemara says quite clearly that no problem of karmelis only exists if it's not a keli. Meaning, it's a human being. But any keli is by definition not a karmelis, it's a keli. You're chayav on it, and if you don't say eged klish me'eged, you're chayav on the contents thereof. Okay? What's the matter?
Is this like a general principle? You cannot convert the Shusha Rabbin to something else. You can have a certain height, a certain.
No. Look at the Korban Eda. Korban Eda says it doesn't become a karmelis, but can become a Shusha Yachid or Shusha Rabbin. It's a Korban Eda right near the bend, where it bends back. A large box will become a Shusha Yachid, but it's not going to become a karmelis.
Even if it has the adequate dimension.
Right.
That's something like what I was.
I didn't chew this. I didn't think about it. Why it shouldn't become a. Why it shouldn't become a karmelis?
So not that the kasha, Eishbei,
Gamer Pasha. I remember. Aha!
Kasha, brother.
Yeah, so. Gamer, book to the rest of the world.
The Beis Yosef notes, note 27 in the new major new bestseller. The Beis Yosef notes that while we have already seen that a trench in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim that is less than 4x4 tefachim in area is considered a makom patur. When, however, that same type of trench is within a karmelis, it acquires the more stringent parameter.
Rules concerning the weights and measures.
Oh, this won't work.
They can do so. And if you're over on it.
This won't work. I thought it was this. This is that we say by a karmelis and a mokum tur, matzo minus mino. A mokum tur loses its status in a karmelis. It becomes a karmelis because they're too similar. So I wanted to say that the keli and Rosh Hashanah Rabbim becomes a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim because of that, but that's not true. Drats. Doesn't work. Let's see. What? Yeah. I don't know why it's like this. I don't know.
I'm a rapapa. Shaparov is no. He did good. Rabbi did good.
And somebody should love it hardly. He teaches back. A little diamond, but he's not so exact in this teaching.
Give me a second here.
What? And I thought you were at the Mizrahit last night.
I thought there was something in there about it. I don't know. Okay, I can't find it and I can't let this conversation continue. I don't know why Kaylee I don't know why Kalim Rishus Rami doesn't become a Karim, but I don't know. It just seems to be axiomatic here that you can't make a Kalim Rishus Rami to a Karmas. And that's what's happening here. But that's explicit. That, what can I do? That's what Rishus Rami is saying. I don't know what the logic is. Again, my Kedain, Ein Lecha Metal Rishus Rami Nasa Karmas El Odin Bilvad. The only way to become a Karmas Rishus Rami is human beings. Human being. We had at the beginning of Sefer Shabbos, if you stretch your hand into Rishus HaRabim, and you're in Rishus HaYachid, you have to leave your hand there all of Shabbos. Because your hand becomes like a karmless, the Gemara says over there. But other than that, there's nothing which becomes a karmless Rishus HaRabim, except for human being. No other object becomes a karmless. I don't know why. Chizkiyah, borders. So what? That's how we normally think of it, but that's you know, that's our limited perspective. Let's broaden our perspectives. Yeah, I don't know. The bottom line is I'm not clear about it. All right, says more further. You, if you're carrying a bundle from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim, and while you're carrying out Rishus HaRabim, if it, the head of the object goes above 10 fachim, since the entire object is not standing in Rishus HaRabim, you're potter. That was a fascinating concept. Let's say this is more than 10 fachim high, this cup. It was a miniature Rishus HaRabim on the table here, right? And this was the, now, in order to get the sound to Rishus HaRabim, I have to lift it up like this. Put it like this. And this top is more than 10 amas high, 10 fachim high. Right? I can't be high for being motzi this in Rishus HaRabim at all. Why am I high for motzi Rishus HaRabim? Because part of it always remains in a makom tur. Either Rishus HaYachid or makom tur, part of it is always above 10 fachim. In order to be chayv on otzah, on something, I either have to put it into my own hand in Rishus HaRabim, or put it on the ground in Rishus HaRabim where it's not going to stretch into 10 fachim above. More than 10 fachim above the ground. The moment it stretches more than 10 fachim above the ground, part of it is in a makom tur. Or part of it is Rishus HaYachid. If it's more than 4x4 fachim, I didn't do otzah. I didn't take something from Rishus HaYachid and put it in Rishus HaRabim. Because part of it remains Rishus HaYachid. Part of it remains in a Mokum Torah. It can't be Chayef. Okay, let's see that on the good side again. Took a bundle out from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim. Until you put it down. Its head was above 10 fachim. Since it doesn't completely rest Rishus HaRabim, it's butter. Similarly, if I am taking a beam out of my Rishus HaYachid, let's say it's my Rishus HaYachid, take out of Rishus HaYachid, try to put down Rishus HaRabim. Before I do that, however, it enters, let's say there's another Rishus HaYachid. It goes like this before I can put it down like that. So then also I'm potter. Yeah, but part of it is Rishus HaYachid. Look how it happened. Starting with Rishus HaYachid, it extended up to the other one before I was able to put it down with Rishus HaRabim. So therefore, never is chayv. Okay, that's the toy about here. Before you're able to put down Rishus HaRabim, nichlas rosh Rishus HaYachid, it goes into another Rishus HaYachid. Then even though I put it down, since it doesn't completely rest Rishus HaRabim, it's potter. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Even she the son of Rishus HaRabim, you have a stone which is a rabbi. Give all our is 10 tefachim wide, rechav arba'im 4 tefachim wide. Hamishtamish b'tol Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaRabim is soga. Somebody takes something off that stone, puts Rishus HaRabim, vice versa. Chayev. Why you chayev? Rishus HaYachid, right? Stone itself is Rishus HaYachid. So we see objects can't become karmelis, and I don't know why." But objects can become Rishus HaYachid, that we do see. Okay, an object that should, for instance, a car. If a car is in Rishus HaRabim, the car is Rishus HaYachid, right? Because the car has walls which are 10 fachim high. Assuming it does, I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but assuming it has walls which are 10 fachim high, then you can say that. Choose the car is a bad example because probably more than 3 fachim off the ground. So I don't know. If you wouldn't say love, so it's not a good example. Yeah, but they're not 10x4x4. Tires not 4x4. They're 4, so it can't become Rishus HaYachid. Okay, in any event, but you get the idea. Says Gemara, Shmuel Amar Kupashim Leah Pechos. You have a basket full of fruit. When the Subshus Rabbi, it's the middle Shus Rabbi. Gavah Asar, the basket itself is 5 Tet Vachim High. And Rechava Arba, it's 4 by 4. Hamishtamish Shatochel Shus Rabbi, or Shus Rabbi Sochi, you take a bucket of fruit out of the basket. Either Shus Rabbi or vice versa. Potter. Says Marmah Poli. Does he argue? Huh? Huh? What are you talking about? How could it be Potter? You think I'm just a yachid, but it's just a rabbit. Says more amazing. It's sideways. So it's 10 by 4 by 4 when it's like this, but put it on its side, it's no longer 10 by 4 by 4. Now Lieberman brings it up. But I'm Potter. Halachically, the spill doesn't exist. Okay. Now, the thing is, Lieberman says an amazing thing. Thank you. Lieberman says an amazing thing. He brings down Yerushalmi. It's not him. It brings down a Yerushalmi in error. It says, since it's Roy Lohafchayer Potter, it's even now when it's standing up, I take something out of here and put something in. I'm Potter. Because since I can turn it over, so then it's not considered Shusiyachi.
Didn't we have that today? Yesterday?
Yes. But that's for the Rabbanan. It's not for the Raisos. Here I can actually cancel the Raisos, like Mr. Khan said today this morning. I can actually cancel the Raisa by the fact that it's Roy Lohof Chalcido. It's an amazing concept. Okay? It doesn't say that here. It says Bishkam Shahovcha. But the Yerushalmi Erevin says, since it's in Erevin, yeah, since it's Roy Lof Chatzida. Amazing. Kam Shlof Chatzida, Kam Shlof Chatzida, depends if you turn it over or not. Yerushalmi Erevin says, even if you didn't turn it over, Migo, that you could have turned it over your Taka Potter. Okay, now look here. Rabun Barachia, boy, Rabun Barachia asks like this. Akar em Rishus Arabim. You picked up a stone Rishus Arabim. Gavo Asar Chavar Boydim was 10 by 4 by 4. Mat Ovidle. And you moved it. Now, so this is my stone. If it were standing here, it would be Rishus HaYachid, right? I picked up the stone and moved it. Am I chayev? What's the catch, obviously? I'm not moving an object. What am I moving? I'm moving Rishus HaYachid. Am I chayev on that? That's his question, okay? So it says, my tovile, can be shtam yishtog Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaRabim, l'solcha? Is it like I'm taking from Rishus HaYachid, since I'm moving the Rishus HaYachid, is it like I'm moving from Rishus HaYachid into Rishus HaRabim, and vice versa, Rishus HaRabim, l'solcha? Or, Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaRabim, acheres? Or like from one Rishus HaRabim to no, actually that would be Potter. Oh, 1 second, hold on. Oh, Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaRabim, Acheres, right, that would be Potter. That's right. Is it like when I'm moving the Rishus, I move it less than 4 amos. I'm moving the Rishus, am I moving from Rishus HaYachid, let's say I take this, is it Malaya Peros? No, it's a stone. I take the stone, and I pick it up and I move it less than 4 tefachim, less than 4 amos. So it's like I'm taking from Rishus HaYachid moving to Rishus HaRabim, because this is Rishus HaYachid, and I'm chayev, and vice versa. Or is I'm moving an object within Rishus HaRabim less than 4 amos, in which case I'm potter. Which one is it? So the obvious answer is, we don't know. Okay? Rabbanu Kitzon, I mean, Boy Rabbi Yochan has a different question. Nasan Chamisha Chamisha. You have a stone which is half height, Rishus HaYachid. It's not Rishus HaYachid. It's 5 tefachim, right? Nasan Chamisha Gabi Chamisha. Now you put another stone on top of it, which is 5 tefachim, right? So you move the stone from Rishus HaRabim. Let's say this is my other stone. And I put it on top of here. And now it's 10 tefachim. Alright? Mat Avilon, Kabishtam Shus HaYachid, the Karmelis, Mikamas Shus HaYachid. Is it like I'm moving this from a Karmelis
But you're creating a new Rishus.
What?
You're creating a new Rishus by adding a stone. So it's not thrown at me, but creating a new entity.
Yeah, but not taking that account because it's not permanent. It's not permanent. It's the other way around. I made a mistake. This is surrounding here. Rishus HaYachid. This is in Rishus HaYachid. This is a Karmelis. So I put this stone on top of here, which is a Karmelis. So am I transgressing? This is the Rabbon of Otsa. It's not a Doraisa. Am I transgressing? This is the Rabbon of Otsa or not? If I say that it's taking Rishus HaYachid to a Karmelis, so it's just the Rabbon of Otsa. right? It's the reason why it's a comet is because it's 5 tefachim off the ground. If I say, however, if I say that that by making Rishus HaYochid, by putting it on top, I make a Rishus HaYochid, so I'm taking from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid, and therefore I'm exempt even from the Drabanan of Otsa. Okay? So that's what it says here. Nosa Chamish Gavi Chamish Matav, and Kamishtam Rishus HaYochid, the Karmus, Karmus Rishus HaYochid, as I'm going from Rishus HaYochid to Karmus and vice versa, and therefore I am Chayev, Chayev, not Chayev, this is the Drabanan, or do I say it's Mirshus Hayochid, Rishus Hayochid? Since when I put it on top, I'm making Rishus Hayochid. So therefore, since I'm making Rishus Hayochid, so therefore I'm going from Rishus Hayochid to Rishus Hayochid, and that's okay. So we don't know. Again, we don't know. We don't know how to relate to objects which make other Rishrios, and how transporting them Rishus Arabim or Karmelis has a bearing on the halacha. All right, I don't know where the time went tonight, but we got a late start. Yeah. Okay. We'll. So.